shape. Oh, that is on the crossbar. Nice little chip. Oh, Mr. Oliveira with a cheeky goal.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 423 Soccer Pod, the podcast that CFC built. This is Jim, and tonight I'm here with Shelly and Shabby. Todd is on assignment in North Georgia, so he's covering some playoffs for some North Georgia soccer, so he will not be with us tonight. But who needs him, right? I mean, who needs him? He's down there doing good work for his show, Monday Night Football, that you can catch on, I don't remember the channel. I should have checked that out. But you can catch him on some North Georgia channel.
one of those.
one of them. Hey, if you're from North Georgia, you know what I'm talking about. You can find it. So we haven't played. I mean, this is like strange. You know, you look at the table for NISA, and like everybody's played four or five games, and it feels like we've just not played at all. I mean,
no.
Like I
know, it's weird. It's very weird. Well, but we have been playing.
We have been. It's just it was a couple of Open Cup matches.
Yeah. I know. But it just seems like, because we've gone like two weekends without a match, right?
Yeah, which is odd. It does seem a little bit weird to have nothing going on because of prep for the Open Cup.
It's just strange. So we'll get to the men's side of the club in a little bit. I think since we've had more movement out of the women's team. You know, we spent last week speaking with Coach Douglas, the new head coach for the women's team. And we found out that there would be tryouts. And so there were tryouts on Friday and Sunday.
Yep.
And then now, you know, this week we're getting a signing a day from like yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Saturday and Sunday.
So we'll have our
five new player signings.
That's
exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. So we'll finally get to see who's going to be playing for CFC this summer on the women's side. So we'll talk about a little bit about that. So there was some WPSL news and then some academy news. And then we might tease a little bit. I think we've decided to save this for next week, but we do want to spend a little bit of time talking about NISA and the Syracuse stuff and that kind of thing. But we might save that for next week. So, so back on the women's side, I know Shabby and I were at the Sunday tryouts. Shabby, did you make it on Friday or just the Sunday tryouts?
Just the Sunday. I couldn't make it to Friday, unfortunately. It was a busy weekend for those of us in the Chattahooligans and CFC supporters.
Yeah, we had the autism walk was Saturday.
Saturday we were in the autism walk on 423 day.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. We had a hooligan wedding on Saturday. There was a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even though there wasn't a match, there was a lot of CFC related stuff going on with the Chattahooligans. I understand that Friday night was a pretty good turnout, and they were happy with the people that they saw. Sunday was less of a turnout. I think we all knew that. I think there were some women who showed up again on Sunday. Shabby and I were there we talked to Jeremy a little bit, watched the women try out. And I think the feeling that I got was that the club's pretty happy where they are in terms of the signings, in terms of who we've got lined up for the team. So even though the turnout Sunday wasn't great, I think they're happy with kind of where we are. Not that they wouldn't take, you know, an all-star who's called them and said, hey, I need a place to play, but
there was more to it too than that. I could tell when I had a chance to chat with Coach Douglas for a little bit at the beginning of practice, like he was kind of stalling, waiting to see if more people were going to show up. And, we kind of talked about it and he was pretty happy with Friday's turnout. It was a good crowd. It was, you know, just under 20. But the Sunday, one of the things he said was, I'm not too worried. There were a lot of people that told us in advance that they want to play, but they couldn't come out this weekend. That they just couldn't. So I think he already has like some folks that are tapped and just have prior commitments, they're still in the middle of their school seasons, stuff like that, that he's expecting them to come out and join, you know, a month or so from now. But we still have a lot of talent already. I mean, clearly they got five signings to announce just this week. And I know there's more than that. Like this is exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, obviously I wasn't able to be there because I had prior engagements with the Hooligan wedding, but how did you all feel seeing the talent on the field on Friday? Did you see some good local talent or anyone we recognized?
Not local.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't recognize anybody, but that, yeah. So, we'll find out. We can talk about the two that we know about. We're recording on Thursday night. So there was an announcement yesterday, their announcement today, and then there'll be one at noon about when the episode drops. So we'll find out with you guys who that third one is. But the first one is a familiar name, Anna Lanter, Saudi Daisy's own, comes back to rejoin the Blue. And so I was excited to see her name, and is
very excited as well. Yeah. Standout player at Lee University.
That's right. Yeah. So it's good to see Anna back in Blue. And then today at noon, we had a little discussion on how to pronounce the first name. So it's either Nathalie or Natalie. So one
if
of
you
the
say
two.
It fast enough, no one can hear the difference. Nathalie.
Exactly.
Nathalie. Nathalie. Yeah, we'll do that. But the last name is Villalobos, so I know that. So
yeah, Puerto Rican national team for the under-20s. So that's pretty
I
awesome.
I can't
as well.
Wait to see a little bit more about this young lady. You know, I was reading up on her, and she, you know, she recovered from COVID and from a torn ACL, and she's getting back into fighting fit, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'm like I love it, because usually someone that's fighting back has that little extra hunger. Mm-hmm. And those are the players I love to see.
Yeah, because they bring a deeper tenacity on the field. It's like because they're proving it to themselves that they're back from their injury too. And the fact that she has national team experience, I love seeing things like that when we're bringing in caliber of players who've played for their own national teams. Because, I mean, collegiate careers are great. I love hearing about that, their high school careers. But when you have that little extra added bonus, it's kind of exciting.
Right? Not going to hurt my feelings at all if we have a starting 11 of all national team players of various small countries. Like, I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly. Bring in more. Yeah, bring people with all kinds of experience. But yeah, I will not cry one tear at all if we see more of those in our upcoming signings.
Yeah, so we're kind of, you know, she started several matches for Point, and mm-hmm. And so it seems like she's probably. I think I read on the site that she's a defender/midfielder.
Midfielder,
so,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so maybe a defensive midfielder, maybe play outside as well. And, you know, Anna, is she a full outside back? Is she an outside back? I don't remember. She was a defender, though, right?
I do believe she was when she played here before.
Yeah.
And we signed her as a defender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, so we, you know, we're building out the back. You know, coach told us he's excited about the goalkeeper. So maybe that's tomorrow's announcement.
I hope so. If we're going to be really excited if that's the case.
We'll have to see. So we're kind of building out that team. We'll know five by the end of the weekend. We also had some pretty cool news from WPSL. The WPSL announced, and then the club, which I thought was a classy move on the part of the club to, to welcome her home, even though she's not a club employee. She's covering the club for WPSL, contributing writer for the Southeastern Conference. So she's not only covering us, she'll be covering Nashville, Birmingham, Huntsville, Knoxville. Is that everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be covering the whole league. And
so she'll be covering the conference.
Cassidy, yes. What's her name again?
Hetzheimer. And, you know, we'll say she's young. She's still in school at UGA, but she has a very impressive resume behind her already.
She does.
So this is just going to keep adding to that. So I cannot wait to see what she puts out for the league this year. It's going to be really exciting to see.
Yeah, she's written for some online publications, so she's got some good bylines already as a college sophomore, I believe.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to reading more about our club and the other clubs. We're excited. I've tried to reach out to Cassidy. See, I think it'd be cool to get her on at some point in the season to get her take on the league and take on women's soccer in the lower division. So that'd be cool. I said on Twitter today, it was kind of half salty, half serious, you know, that, I gave props to WPSL because, you know, they're not going to get national coverage for a women's amateur league. I mean, men's amateur league doesn't get coverage, you know, amateur soccer in the country just doesn't get a lot of coverage at all. So, you know, if they're not going to get it, and if the publications or the media outlets that do tend to cover or try to cover lower league, you know, if they kind of lean towards the USL side, do it yourself, provide some coverage and give some young women an opportunity to gain some more experience and write about it and get the word out that way. And hopefully they can get the stories in some other publications and tell the story of women's soccer that way. So props to WPSL. I'm only assuming because there's a contributing writer for the Southeast Conference that there are contributing writers for other areas of the country. So
that is a good assumption to make.
I'll be very interested to see what that turns into on the website and being able to follow the league on a more national scale.
I just all the coverage. Bring yes. all the coverage and let's get the world talking about women's soccer. I keep tweeting over and over again, women's soccer is where it's at. Exactly. Women's soccer is where it's at. 91,500 people in the stadium to watch last week, you know, Barcelona and Wolfsburg. Like, people care about women's soccer. And so we need to give them the content.
Exactly. Now,
was that the first time, Shabby, that you had seen the Barcelona women?
That was, yes, because I have not been following. I had not been following it. Oh my gosh.
They're such a joy to watch, aren't they?
It is astounding because you see the caliber of players on the field and what you're expecting to see and the level of play out of teams like Wolfsburg, right? And then you see a team like Barcelona just come and walk all over them. Like, uh-huh. Your brain cannot even fathom, like, they're at a completely different level beyond the top tier of soccer in the world. Like, speechless.
The thing about it is, what I hear from people who try to downplay women's soccer who probably have never watched it, it's slower. It's not as athletic. It's, you know, they're not as, there's no skill. It's just,
yeah, they need
long
to be watching
ball.
That.
They need to be they need to be putting on the Women's Champions League because
and even look at our women's national team. Hello. Yeah. They're the ones who've been bringing home our World Cup trophies year after year.
Because there was just some badass soccer being played on that pitch by Barcelona. And it was, I mean, I got to see them earlier rip apart my Arsenal women who are no slouches themselves Yeah, I mean, they're just a real joy to watch. So, and the unfortunate thing is even though the European leagues are, I think the talent is growing exponentially, they've not really caught up on the broadcast side. So it's a little hard to watch. You can watch the FAWSL, the English top tier, pretty easily on the website. Of course, you can watch NWSL on Paramount and some other places, but La Liga, feminine and some of the other
it's not as easy to get a broadcast
really
stream of it.
It's really hard. So if you have a chance to catch the Champions League, which is easier to watch, I encourage you to do so. Unfortunately, I don't know how much further Wolfsburg's going to go in that tournament. They have at least one more match that you can watch. It was exciting. So that's the women's side. We've got a schedule. We've got players coming out. We've got a coach. It is real. And
it is happening. We have games starting in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's almost May. I know. May. I mean,
well, yeah, the end of the, yeah, May starts on Sunday.
May 22nd.
Yeah, so we've literally about 3.5 weeks, and we'll have our first match. So that's really, really good.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. So exciting. And we're all driving out to Nashville for that first match. Like, I don't know.
It's a Sunday, right? It's a Sunday evening.
It is. Yeah. It's Sunday at 5:00.
Central.
I am fingers crossed. I plan on making all of them fingers crossed because I'm also volunteering that day at Ironman. So as long as I'm hoping I can just get on the, like, my plan is to get on the road and head straight in. I cannot wait. And we can't say enough how much we want everyone to come out to these women's matches this season because it's returning. We want to have all the city come out, the hooligans come out, and give just as much support to our women's team as we are giving to our men's team. Because even Anna said that in her press release that she loved the Chattahooligans and their love of the city and the energy that they bring. So, I mean, I just really hope that this season, bringing it back, we'll see a huge turnout. Because, I mean, the games are at better slots than they were in the past as well. So I think that's going to help us a lot, too. They really worked hard to make sure that the men's and the women's schedules didn't have conflict. They have one that we know of. So that really, you have no excuse. Everybody come out. Come out. If you just bought the men's pass, I'll be happy to give you a women's ticket.
Well, we think there's going to be a conflict, but we're not really sure. Isn't that the home Syracuse match?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And we can't, and honestly, not to go too much into that, but we don't want to leave Todd out on that because Todd would love to also expound on the drama of Nisa being Nisa.
It may be a conflict, but it may clear up.
Exactly. We might actually have a pleasant little surprise. I don't want to see a team's demise happen, especially a team full of our past men's players.
We got a lot of friends.
Because that's
up there.
Awful. However, if ever there was a time to be beneficial, that would be it.
Well, I just want those 3 points from the snow game.
Just give us those 3 points. We don't need to make that back up.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need to make that up. Just give us
exactly. There's no way we can right now.
Ugh. Yeah, again, like I said, you know, I shouldn't have done that. We'll talk about that another time.
It just gives more teasers and Easter eggs for next week.
Right.
Everyone stay tuned for this exciting picking apart.
But we do have an actual match this weekend, even though it seems like forever since CFC's played. We don't need to go. Yes. I think we talked about the Atlanta match. You don't need to go into that anymore.
No. I'm proud of our boys. It was a hard. They brought out all their heavy hitters.
Yeah. They did. No, we are proud of them. We were there to support them, and we are happy to put that behind us and keep moving forward.
Exactly. And I will tell you, I went back and watched some of the broadcasts. I didn't watch the whole thing because I just didn't want to. And you know, you could hear us. So you know, I think. I think
we were loud and proud. And honestly, if you looked at Twitter during the match that day and even afterwards, their own fans were talking about how we were drowning out the sound.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the tweet by one of their supporters who was a little frustrated that all she heard was the Chattahooligans.
You know what? Don't tell a bunch of rowdy fans that don't like authority that they can't bring things because we will find a loophole.
Yeah. And that was not.
Thank
was
you,
without
Dana,
drums.
For the 100 pieces of noisemakers.
Yeah. And that was without drums or Jeremy's annoying trombone and
nothing.
You know, so.
No,
nope. We just had Dana's magical box of noisemakers, our voices, and some tambourines and some choir robes. You know, we just brought it all.
The choir robes.
Oh, they made the mistake of putting us on, you know, the kinds of bleachers that you can stomp on.
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah. Because let me tell you, whenever I got there, it sounded like y'all were bringing down the bleachers. It resonated.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I don't go. I have not made a lot of road games, but it was nice. And I said this last week. You know, in the parking lot, seeing all the blue walk by, being in the stands. You know, I think we probably had 400 or 500 people there, if not more, when you looked around the stadium, because you saw little pockets of blue around the stadium. So it was just nice. You know, we got some props from Atlanta United fans.
And their coach.
I think the coach understood and respected the club and respected the team for what they were trying to do. You know, they went. We've said this already, but they went down there to play. They didn't go down there to be negative, or they went down to play the game. And I think I think it bodes well for us in the future. And the future is Saturday. 7:30. Is that kick?
Versus Flower City Union, 7:30 p.m.
7:30 kick at Finley Stadium. We are playing Flower City Union. I expect, I wonder if we'll see a little rotation just up top a little, maybe.
Maybe so.
But he has not really rotated that much, so it wouldn't surprise me if just almost the same 11 came out there. Roddy played, so he's
healthy. Yeah, he's off his concussion protocol. Yeah.
I don't know if we picked up any other injuries. You know, KG went down in the game but continued to play. Yes. So
it looked like his knee.
Okay.
That was scary to see, though.
Yeah.
Because you can tell he was visibly hurting. So hopefully he is rehabbed and they've looked at everything.
I hope so. Because I believe Reddington is hurt. He did not make the trip down to Atlanta.
He is, yeah. No, I think he still has a couple more weeks on him.
So I imagine
that Nick. I mean, have Nick. That's a good thing, too. I mean, and I'm trying not to be too overly cocky for Saturday, but given Flower City's illustrious career so far, I feel good. I mean, they got a really big beat. I mean, granted, Bobcats are leading the East Coast right now, but everyone's played more games than we have to. We've played two.
Yeah, but you also have to consider the Bobcats have played Flower City Union twice and Syracuse once. So they have not.
That is true.
Yeah, if you look at, I mean, you know, we have played two matches, but we've also played what everybody thought would be one of the two best teams in the East and what has turned out to be the best team in the West. So
exactly.
I wish we'd gotten 3 points at home against Maryland. Letting in that late goal was disappointing, but going on the road to Arizona and getting a point was a good result. So
yeah, especially with the accolades that Arizona has been given.
They play really well. So Flower City Union, I do think it's going to be a chance for us to score some goals. I do think we need to score some goals. One of my concerns is even for the four matches we've played, even the Memphis match, although the Memphis match, I guess maybe we did have quite a few shots. The other matches, we just haven't generated a lot of offense. And so I hope that we can get healthy that way on Flower City, get some shots in, score some goals, keep a clean sheet and get those 3 points. I'm not looking, I don't need 5-0. I don't need 6-1 or anything.
No, I just want 3 points. The three points is really obviously I would like to have some goal differential. We're at zero right now. We have two matches, but though, I mean,
a nice solid 2-0, 3-0 win, keep a clean sheet, put some pressure on. Yeah.
And honestly, I think the boys are really going to be striving for it too. I mean,
I do too.
Obviously they're bummed of the Atlanta match. I get it. I mean, it was David versus Goliath. However, they looked so good during the Memphis match and they were on that high of that win. And the team looks really good together right now. I will say that's something I always harp on is I like to see how well the team performs together. And they're doing quite well. Some of their footwork and the things they put together were working with each other. So, I mean, I feel pretty good.
They're showing a lot of consistency.
Mm-hmm. We have. A whole lot of consistency, the athleticism. So, I mean, I feel pretty good. As long as we can secure a win, I'll feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this really is, you know, it's too early to talk about must wins, but against the bottom team in the conference, I think for confidence sake and just to get on the winning, you know, to build some momentum, I think this is a match that CFC should be expected to win. I think we will win it. I would like to see a clean sheet and a comfortable 2-3-0 win.
And after this weekend, we've got our regular season that's coming up, and we've got several matches, so I think that I don't want anyone to be too disheartened by where we are in the table right now,
because
we have
There's no reason.
Matches, you know, we haven't played a lot of games, so
the table doesn't mean anything right now.
No, so honestly, we've got some good teams coming up and a heavy schedule now coming up as well. So in June is a June pretty is heavy packed. Travel yeah it's packed.
June is packed
between men's and women's matches. We are stocked.
I guess it's really never too early, although we don't have a lot of specifics, but we need to remind everybody about Pride Razor in the month of June. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for goals and donations. And so,
So stay tuned.
I think.
I'm glad you mentioned that, though. Yeah. We should go back to talking about this Saturday's match and about how the cause of the night is for McCamey.
Okay, that was on my agenda that we were getting to, Shabby.
But this is a great segue.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about it.
Well, the cause of the night this Saturday is McCamey Animal Center.
We can't bring our dogs, though.
I know. I want to have her bring your dog to the pitch.
I think Luna would enjoy a Chattanooga Football Club match.
I think so, too. And I would make her a very cute little Chattahooligan something to wear.
We need, she does need a scarf. We need a
bow, something. If you don't have your ticket yet so far for the match, you can go online. And if you go to cfctix.com and use the code McCamey22, you're actually going to save $3 off your ticket for the match. So that's a pretty great thing as well.
And if you buy the flex pack, what do you get?
Yeah. So Sam Click, we love Sam. He's one of our ticket reps. He sent out an email today that if you have any, I think it's anyone who has flex tickets, or if you buy flex tickets before midnight, if you re-up your packages that you have, like me, I bought like 6 flex tickets on top of my annual pass, then you get a $10 gift card to the CFC merch shop. So, which is good because there's a lot of good CFC merch out there. Now, and jerseys.
Well, you know, there was for annual ticket holders, there was a deep discount on the jerseys too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got your discount code sent to you. It's one code per annual pass that you bought. So I bought mine. I got the lovely, the purple Merlot, whatever color.
Same. It's
but
purple.
I did find out when I put in my discount code, it also worked for personalization. So if you're on the fence about personalization, the code also discounted that too. So that's pretty cool.
Well, there are some other things that we're kind of slowly getting back to normal about the match. I don't know, Shelly or Shabby, you want to talk about pre-match and how that might look for people coming to the game?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. So we are tailgating. It's a bring your own tailgate. Just show up. It's on the grassy knoll. So if you don't know where the grassy knoll is, the big patch of grass on the north lot in between the parking lot and the stadium. And I believe that starts at 3 or 3:30 on Saturday. So bring a camp chair, a pop-up tent, food to share, bring the beer, you know, so we have that. We are going to do a march to the match. So if you want to march with the Chattahooligans to section 109, we will be doing that. Yeah, at 7. So we're going to start at 6:45 on the grassy knoll pre-scanning tickets. So if you're going to march, you need to be there so they can scan your ticket or your annual pass. And they're going to give you a wristband so that way when we march through the gates, they've seen that you've been checked. The big thing we're plugging is make sure if you're going to march and you're carrying a bag, have a bag buddy, because they can't check bags as we walk in. So hand it off to someone that's not planning on marching, or throw everything in your pockets. I mean, any of the above. And then what else? Oh, after party at Chattanooga Brewing Company post-match. So come out for that. So yeah, and there will be merch sold at the tailgate. Yes, I can confirm that. So we ordered extra of the 423 shirts. So if anyone wants a 423 shirt or any of our other shirts or stickers, or we've got a lot of cool merch that folks just didn't see. We ordered it and then COVID happened. So we've got patches and we've got really cool enamel pins and color changing cups and sunglasses. So all of that's going to be brought to the tailgate. It won't be there right at 3. I think Randy has work before she comes in. So I think somewhere in that 5 o'clock time frame, she'll be rolling in with merch. So if you want to get some hooligan merch and you haven't had a chance, or you haven't bought it online at the online shop, perfect time to come and purchase them.
What's the pin? Which enamel pins are there?
We have one that is the little griffin.
That's what I want.
And then we've got the big, and then our logo redesign. It's the big C, the Chattahooligan C with the griffin. So
they're
really
nice. Griffin.
The patch and the patches are Vamos Azules, and then the Chattahooligan logo as well.
Right. Yeah, I want the baby. That's the enamel pin.
Yeah, and we've got the Hooligan Pride Griffin stickers came in. We've got ones that are the Los Chattahooligans, which were the sugar skull that we did on the hoodies last fall. Yep. Yeah. They're shabby. Y'all can't see it, but
again, this is a podcast. They cannot see
it. Well, you know what? If you all could see it, you would all want to buy it. We did it for Prog Razor.
That's right. I wasn't showing it to the audience. I was showing it to Jim. I'm just saying.
Jim, you can buy one of those.
See, there's nothing on my new phone.
Oh, then you need to get one.
You need a sticker for your phone. Like this.
Stickers you can pick up. We've got a baby Griff sticker that you can get with your Griff.
But we need this sticker.
Oh, yes. The 423. Yes. That is a nice sticker, too. And the CFC women's logo.
Yeah. So we're all showing
stickers everywhere.
We're having show and tell for our podcast. So
I'm telling you, maybe it's time to start releasing the podcast on YouTube too.
I know.
We are not. That is not happening.
No, what the world's not ready for that one.
All right, folks. So go ahead and let us know in the Twitter. We're going to put up a poll. Do you think you want video footage of
it? You want it to be a video podcast? Because if so. Do we have a show for you?
Listen, it's enough that I'm editing the audio. I have to turn around and edit video.
It's the uncut version. They can see all of your facial expressions and do zingers on you.
Right.
There you go.
I don't know that we have a whole lot more. We did talk a little bit about the Academy before recording. They had a big weekend in Huntsville. This past weekend, a lot of the teams performed really well. I really try to, if you're not following the Academy Twitter account, I really try when the teams announce kind of their championships or where they placed to give the Academy players a little shout out from the podcast account. So you should see it there. But they had a really good weekend, so I thought that was exciting to see. They are announcing their coaches now, so we're the first two coaches that they announced are very, very familiar names. Juan Hernandez and Richard Dixon are back to coach, and so I'll be interested to see. I'm always interested to see the names of the coaches to see how many.
Me too.
You know, where were they coaching before? Have they coached for the Academy before? Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. So
I also like to see what licenses they have, because Juan's working on his B license. He has a C already. Juan has a C. He's working on his B. Richard has his B license. So so those are two good coach announcements for the Academy. And I love that we have players that are also the coaches. It just really circles back to the community aspect, because all the players love seeing their coaches play too. It's so sweet to see them in the stands during the matches. So I'm excited for them. That's pretty good.
So
also, what I haven't mentioned, we have a new men's signing too.
Oh shoot, that's right. I'm sitting here looking
just
at
announced right at before my agenda, the podcast.
Right before.
Yeah.
Chris Bermudez.
Yep. He's going to be a midfielder for us.
And has played for
Real Monarchs.
Yeah, Real Monarchs.
For Greenville Triumph.
Mm-hmm. And then played for at least had a cup of tea or a manganada in Liga MX. I didn't
bring back that manganada.
I didn't do my research, so I don't know how much he played in each of those. But he's an established professional.
Yeah.
So it's good to have him on board.
I know. I wonder if we're going to see him on the pitch this Saturday. That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Maybe so. I mean, if you're going to, maybe so. I really don't know. I hope that we put out a strong side, that we build the confidence and put some balls in the net. We need to create some shots and create some goals. So, Yep. I think that's what we need to do. So anything else, y'all? This is kind of a short one tonight.
Keep plugging. Come out on Saturday. Everyone get excited for three more days of women's announcements for players signing. So we'll all, like y'all, find that out tomorrow.
Right. So until then, Shelly, where can they find you on the interwebs?
They can find me on Twitter at ShellyBell9. That's ShellyBell9. That's my Instagram. ShellyEars82 is on Twitter. Ooh, it's been a day. Yeah, ShellyEars82 on Twitter. That's where you can find me there.
And assuming that Elon doesn't block you, Shabby, where can they find you on Twitter?
Oh, so don't confuse me with Shelly. You will find me at ShabbyBell, ShabbyBelle.
And as always, you can follow, block, mute me on Twitter at Chattagooner. And until we talk to you guys next week, go CFC.
Off the outside of the crossbar.